It's Tuesday morning in New York City, and an army of Beyoncé supporters are gathered in front of the National Football League's headquarters on Park Avenue.
My son says pro-black is not anti-white,
says Deandra Francis. She's an African-American woman who has shown up to support Beyoncé's performance.
There's no reason why we can't coexist. There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to say that Black Lives Matter and being happy about our blackness. It doesn't mean that we're anti-white.
Beyoncé's fans are here to protest the anti-Beyoncé rally that was called for today. The problem is only one anti-Beyoncé protester has shown up.
One hater, just around the hater.
His name is Ariel Cohane.
It's very, very sad because it was all over Facebook. I mean, thousands of people signed up.
Though he's alone here today, he's loudly in agreement with the anonymous organizers who wrote on their website that Beyoncé's performance was, quote, a slap in the face to law enforcement. It's a statement Beyoncé's supporters reject.
What do you not
that
like about it?
She was demeaning police officers. She was demeaning police officers.
What lyric demeaned a police officer?
She didn't say it.
To understand what the debate here is about, we have to go back to February 6th, the day before the Super Bowl, when Beyoncé released the single Formation, her most political song to date.
You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama.
With lyrics like, I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils, Beyoncé acclaims her African-American roots.
I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag.
In the music video, she lies on top of a sinking police car in New Orleans, a reference to Hurricane Katrina, when the U.S. authorities were criticized for not doing enough for the African-American residents. With pictures of graffiti saying, "Stop shooting us," Beyoncé shines a light on a rash of killings of unarmed African-Americans. At the Super Bowl, she sang her new song.
Okay, ladies, now let's get information.
Surrounded by dancers wearing black berets and leather jackets, Beyoncé raised a clenched fist.
You just might be a black Bill Gates in the making.
It's been interpreted as references to the 70s militant African American party, the Black Panthers. The dancers have also posted a picture on Instagram where they highlighted a case of a 26-year-old African-American man who was shot by police last year. Many American political figures have taken to the airwaves to criticize the performance, such as Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City, on Fox News.
I thought it was really outrageous that she used it as a platform to attack police officers, who are the people who protect her and protect us and keep us alive. And what we should be doing in the African-American community and all communities is build up respect for police officers.
But this is criticism Mila Machenko has little time for. She's one of the organizers of the anti-Beyoncé protests.
It's absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. We're not anti-police. Beyoncé is not anti-police. The notion that saying stop shooting us is anti-police, It logically doesn't even make any sense.
She stresses that the performance and the demonstration are about much more than just the pop singer.
You know, Beyoncé is very important, but it's bigger than Beyoncé. It's about affirming black lives.
By the end of the day, none of the organizers of the anti-Beyoncé protest showed up. It is still unclear who actually organized the event. I'm Christine Brink, reporting from New York City.